Talking now with Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen. Congressman, you're here, of course, at the Port of Catoosa today with this event, and really kind of a celebration of the word of passage that happened earlier this year. This is very important for the state of Oklahoma, obviously for your district.
Well, the uncertainty that the federal government is throwing on the communities, business communities around the world, really, because the other economies are attached to us, but especially here in the country. When we pass something as important as WRDA, which deals directly with our waterways, and when you're talking about in the central part of the United States, the heartbeat of the country, where we provide a tremendous amount of food for not just our country, but for the world around us, and we're able to bring certainty to our waterway by saying we're going to do whatever it takes to keep this thing open, and it shows the importance that the federal government has put in. I mean, not only did we cut spending, but we cut a tremendous amount of red tape. At the same time, we allowed the port to be able to invest and have certainty in what they're going to be able to have to work with, and the ag community have certainty knowing that they're going to be able to get their products from point A to point B.
Where do we really stand at this point on getting all the various aspects of WRDA funded and really up to speed?
It's all moving straight forward. There's absolutely no hiccups on it. You saw the way it passed through the House. I think it was like 417 to 4 and I believe 91 to 7 in the Senate. I might be a little off on those numbers, but I think that I'm right on that. So there's a tremendous amount of support for it. Now it's just cutting through a few of the red tapes, but it's already, you know, we've already got the funding level set out. The Corps has accepted it. And now it's some of the projects that we're needing to get done, it's getting the permits necessary to get them accomplished.
Switch gears to WOTUS,
yes.
Waters of the U.S.
Yeah.
It's obviously being proposed by EPA. Y'all have, in the committee that you're a part of, have looked hard at this and have suggested maybe a pullback by EPA. Any chance you think that Ms. McCartney might look at that seriously?
You know, Secretary McCarthy hides behind, she's going to open it up for public opinion, public comment. You've heard that, and your listeners have heard that. When we had her in hearing, I asked her, I said, does that really do any good? Or do you already have your mind made up? Because what we're seeing from this administration and from the people like yourself that he appoints over different agencies, you guys have a mindset and you're going to do it in a sure way, and everybody else, they just don't know best. You guys know what's best. And so in my opinion, I don't see them backing off. I think that Congress is going to have to get a lot more authority pushed over them. And that's going to begin with us getting people that in the elected positions that's going to be making tough decisions that isn't necessarily always to their party, but to this country. And I think we're moving in that direction.
If the GOP should take the Senate, can WOTUS be stopped?
I believe we can put bring a serious attention to the White House and let him know that the American people, they're not with him on this. But ultimately, he has the right to veto whatever we come into. And I don't think we'll have a veto-proof majority in the Senate. I don't believe. I mean, we're just going to try getting the Senate. But I believe we can make him make some hard decisions. One thing he does do is he's swayed by the public's opinion. If we know anything about the president, we know he's a very good politician, and a politician means that he's probably going to go, and he's not going to lead. So I believe we could probably get his attention.